Hello, everyone. Tonight is Monday, March the 15th, 2021. And the subject is Divine Protection. Divine Protection. The reading is in Isaiah 7, 1 to 9, and Psalms 5, 11. After the reign of Solomon, King Solomon, the Lord divided the tribes into two parts. Two of the tribes became Judah, and 10 of the tribes became Israel. The kings over Judah were mainly godly, and the kings over Israel were reckless in their reign and in their relationship to God. In those days, King Ahaz was over Judah, and Pekah was king over Israel. When King Ahaz, who is king of Judah, found out that the king of Syria, Rezin, joined forces with Pekah, king of Israel, and planned to war against Jerusalem, the heart of the people was moved and affected. God then spoke to Isaiah and gave him a message to King Ahaz, saying, "Take heed and be quiet. Fear not, neither be faint-hearted. They have taken evil counsel against you. It shall not stand, neither shall it come to pass. Their attempt will be defeated, and Jerusalem will be preserved." This is what Isaiah described those two kings, the king of Syria and the king of Israel, who joined together to destroy Jerusalem. This is how he described them. He said, "They are two tails of smoking firebrands. They're angry and fierce. They're joined together in an evil union. They intended to divide Jerusalem and split it in two parts, one for Israel and one for Syria. The two evil kings could not stand against the decree of the sovereign Lord. They were on the verge of being extinguished." God's protection saved Jerusalem and the people of Judah. In Psalms 18:2, it says, "The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation and my stronghold." God's protection. God's protection is unlimited. It is like a rock that cannot be moved. It is like a fortress, a place of safety. It is like a shield that comes between us and harm. It is like a symbol of salvation and a symbol of might and power. It is like a stronghold high above our enemies. God's protection is guaranteed. God's protection is powerful because it says, "He who is with us is greater than he who is against us." God protected Jacob for 22 years. He protected Joseph till he became Pharaoh. He protected David till he became king. Moses was protected till he became the deliverer. Also, God protected Moses till he brought the people to the land. Elijah was protected till he was taken in a chariot. And the Shunammite woman was protected till the end of the famine. We need to think and to meditate and to always remember the promises of God on protection. His protection should always be in the back of our minds. His protection should bring us peace of mind, security, and stability, knowing that his loving hand is our defender and protector. Trusting in God's protection is a remedy for fear of men. Faith in God's protection makes men fearless. Christians are not removed from the presence of wickedness. In John 17:15, Jesus prayed, I do not ask thee to take them out of the world, but to keep them from the evil one. God has made possible a plan of insulation and not isolation. God is our refuge. A refuge is a place of rest, and a fortress is a place of defense. Our God is both. He also gives angels charge concerning us to guard us in all our ways. God has given us angelic assistance because we need supernatural help when dealing with supernatural enemies. Angels bear us up in their hands. Angels guard us. They watch over us. They observe us. They preserve us and take care of us. Angels are overseers of God's people. Dear ones, trusting in God's protection is a remedy for fear of men. We dwell in the land of satanic forces, and we are engaged in daily warfare, daily conflict, daily fighting, and daily enemy attacks. Charles Swindoll said, "There are certain people whose presence throbs with evil. Being near them unleashes depressing powers which are both frightening and unavoidable." God provides us protection in the midst of evil, assistance against evil, and security from evil. In Psalms 34:19, it says, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all." Since God is our refuge, and since God is our strength and our help, we ought not to be alarmed by the evil that surrounds us. We ought not to be faint-hearted. Faith in God's protection ought to make us fearless, since we know that God reigns. How quiet and free it ought to make us. There's this poem I'd like to share with you. It says, "No foe can cast me down. No fear can make me flee. No sorrow fill my life with ill. Thy love surroundeth me. Warm as the glowing sun, so shine thy love on me. Wrap me round with kindly care, and draws me unto thee." Another poem. "And though this world with devils filled should threaten to undo us, we will not fear, for God has willed his truth to triumph through us. The prince of darkness grim, we tremble not for him. His rage we can endure, for lo, his doom is sure. One little world shall fall him. 1,000 may fail at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not approach you. You will only look on with eyes and see the recompense of the wicked, for you have made the Lord your strength, even the Most High your dwelling place. No evil will befall you, nor will any plague come near you." And as it says, "No evil will befall you, nor will any plague come near you." In Psalms 121:3, "He that keepeth thee will not slumber." Amen.